When I was in New York last week, I heard a story from somebody. It was pretty much second hand, but the reliable thing. The guy said over a maisa that if you hear the maisa well, I think it's a big enlightenment in last week's parsha. It's also a big enlightenment for Erev Shavuos. There was a girl who never had dinner machla, and she went to Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, Lazayin Gesund und Stark, for a bracha. She said she's not leaving until he promises her that she's going to get married. She said, she's not going. He gave her a bracha. He promises her she's going to get married. She got married. Then, after she got married, there's a whole other parsha, having kids. She's after treatments. So she went back to him again, and she said she's not leaving the room until he promises that she's going to have a kid. Tahin, a hair, back and forth. Imagine she was not leaving, she was an action to. He promised her she's going to have a kid. So, she recently had a boy, and Shmuel was a sandik, for statement doch. So, at the bris, he said to the Avi HaBen, he said to the father, he said like this. And I heard it from somebody, he heard it from somebody who was at the bris. He said that Dumains, it's Moitzim, it's Psanes, it's Ben Apsareba. He says, Pachalna, he said in Yiddish, Ich gei mit Abayev Rava Zibitzik Yorshin. He says, I'm walking with Abayev Rava 70 years already. That's a big thing. That's what he said. The emphasis is that it's a beforeshah pasuk in this week's parsha. We find something very interesting. You've all probably heard enough over the years about Amelos Batera, Parshas B'chukosai, but I want to add on one more knetch to it. There's always something to add on. The whole parsha of Teichacha, from beginning to end, speaks about one thing. In Telchu Imi Bekeri, if you go and you'll say it's a mikra, so Kosh Bohu says, say it if it's a mikra, so I'll treat you like a mikra. What's the pshan then? The pshan that is very simple. It's a simple zach, it's a mitzias. The pshan, the Teichacha, and all the clawless nebuch, Hashem Yirachim, it's not the pshat that you do this is a list of punishments. It's something else. Telchim Bekeri means that a person has a temporary relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has a temporary relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can call it casual. But the word is a relationship without a commitment. It's mikra. It's hit and run. It's a casual relationship. It's not a relationship with a commitment. We find that it says by Bilam, we spoke about it once, it says by Yikar, Hashem el Bilam, Rashi says in the first Rashi, Vayikra, that by the Tzadikim it says a lashon of Vayikra, which is a lashon of Chavivus, and by the Nevi'ah Umas Ha'il, it says a lashon of Vayikra, which is a lashon of Arai. The pshat that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megal himself to Bilam, b'lashon Arai, is because Bilam's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Arai. It was up and down. It was one day he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next minute his midas rose. His pshat is he himself didn't have a bond and a commitment and a lasting relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person himself lives in a state of temporary or in a state of casual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with him is two sides of the same coin. It doesn't work that. The point is you have a casual relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's there for you. So the whole Teichacha of Imtelchu Imi Bekeri, the whole Teichacha is not an Oynish. The whole Teichacha is a state of affairs. That if a person has a relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a casual relationship. It's Mikri. It's I'm all yeah, I'm all not, depending on what his mood is. So that's a Matzav of Teichacha. That means, if you want to know how we look without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Pashas B'chukai, that's how we look. So, when I'm going to Shul Birnbaum says that I'm going with a Baye Verova 70 years. By the way, 70 years is a long time. What he meant was 70 years without a Hefsek, by the way. Otherwise, it's not 70 years, right? It's 65 years, 63 years. It means 70 years without a Hefsek day and night. It gave it a Baye Verova 70 years. He says, not correct. It's not a Moifis B'chol. It's not a Moifis. If you walk with a Baye Verova 70 years, so then you're walking with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. No way, walk with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's weddings, there's kids, there's brochas, there's a flock. It's takana chiddush, it's poshut. The Moifis is that he was in Baye Verova 70 years, by the way. That's a ness. We can barely hold on to Baye Verova for 7 minutes, let alone 7 hours, let alone 7 days, which is a different topic, which I promise I won't talk about today. Yeah? I mean, it's Shabbos this week. Right? He's not talking about that, Bechal. Who's talking about that? But 70 years? Without a hefsek? That's a moifis. Is the pshat is, that's the oimek hapshat, and that's the emes hapshat, why all the brachas of Parshas Bichol Koisai are told in Amelus Bater. Because we have two opposites in Parshas Bichol Koisai. There's Amelus Batera and there's Keri. Keri means I'm not connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Keri means that it's hit and run relationship. It's when it's good for me, when it's not good for me, via mall. It's like Kodesh Baruch Hu not did. That's not a relationship. It's not a marriage. Matan Torah is called in Shir HaShirim Yom Chas Unosa Yom Simchas Liboy. And there's a reason why Shlomo Melech used that mashal. There's a reason why he used the mashal. He used the mashal because the relationship with Torah is a relationship of Yom Chasu Nosa of Ish V'Isha Kivayochol, that we get married to the Torah is the bonus, because it's a relationship that's beyond time. It's a relationship of a commitment. Yom Chasu Nosa, the pshat is that a person gets married. Kipshutoy, the marshal of Shlomo Melech is that the bonus is no good days, there's no bad days. You're married, finished. It's a mitzias be'etzem. Mikra means I'm not a mitzias. Mikra means that I'm hit and run, but I'm not connected be'etzem. Yom Chasu Nosa means that even on the day that you get up grouchy, you're still married. Right, we're learning get. You have to make a get to get divorced. Doesn't work otherwise. You gotta get the marriage in a bad mood. We have to make yourself. You're not married. Finished. Right, like a little kid, 4 years old, they get married at the beginning of play. I'm not married to you anymore. That's gainish, let's say. Yom Chasu Nosa. The pshat is that the pshat is a process of mechubet Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and the opposite of that is carry. Shtei in the pasuk that the hechatimtza of creating this chibur Hakadosh Baruch Hu is idea melech batur. That's the pshat. The reason why Amelus Batoira is the tenai for all the brachas and chas v'shalom for all the klalis is not stam epis a zayte gezach. It's epis a mailon limud atoira. If all the klalis comes because of keri, because of a casual relationship with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that means living without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not walking with a vayev for over 70 years. So the hechatimtza to create a yom chas v'nosa with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what makes it not keri? What makes it not agavdik? What makes it not casual? What makes it not casual is Amelus Batoira. And the reason is because by Amelus Batoira, where a person is giving over all his koiches v'kodesh brochu and all his koiches v'toira, that's the opposite of mikra, that's the opposite of stama casual zach. It's not agavdik, it's be'etzem. And that's why we have zeh l'uma zeh, Amelus Batoira opposite keri. Amelus Batoira opposite mikra. This is a mitzias of going with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this is a mitzias of not going with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. All the brachas and all the klalas are a result of that. A person goes with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is connected, is mechubet a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's brachas and yeshuas and there's aslacha. A person doesn't go with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and malachi be carried. The memela kikamatzim. So the memela is that the result of klalas. Well, what do you want? You have brachas without a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Where are you going to get brachas from? Where are you going to get refuas from? Where are you going to get a yeshua from? That's pasha. So the nekuda of Amelus Batoira, is that a person is using up all his koiches and all his potential for avodas Hashem. That's what Amelus Batoira means. And that's how a person creates a connection, a long-lasting connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to use this concept to explain something that we've spoken about other times, but in a different framework. I spoke about it many times, But I'm saying from a different angle now, which I understand now that's a pshat. We even spoke about it on Friday night 2 weeks ago, but I'm saying something else now. So listen carefully. Yankov Avinu Loimeis. Shtein Chazal, Yankov Avinu didn't die. We spoke 2 weeks ago on Lel Shabbos about the Nekuda. The Yankov Avinu wasn't limited by his guf. He wasn't mugbul by Teva. Eilam Hazah didn't limit him. We spoke about that a lot. I want to talk about a different Nekuda, which is directly related to Machzor, and it's directly related to this. Yankov Avinu Loimeis. There's a Nekuda in Yankov Avinu that's forever. Avada and Avada. Avada and Avada. The Nekuda that Yankov Avinu Loimeis, that there's a certain Nekuda of Nitzchias in Yankov Avinu, is connected to the fact that the Mid of Yankov Avinu is Emes. Listen carefully what I'm saying a deep Zach. The Nekuda of Yankov Avinu is Emes. Titan Emes li Yankov, Fesel Avrom. Emes is something lasting. That's the Mitzvahs of Emes. The Mitzvahs of Emes and Sheker is whether it lasts or not. Sheker falls away. Emes lasts. There's an Akuda in Yankov Avinu which is Emes, which creates the Mitzvahs of Yankov Avinu Lameis. There's a Bechina of Nitzchias there. What is the Akuda of Emes in Yankov Avinu which creates the Mitzvahs of Yankov Avinu Lameis? The Akuda of Yankov Avinu was that all the potential in Ruchnius that he had, he used up. He didn't waste any Keiches that he had. That was the Mitzvahs of Yankov Avinu. How do we know? Because we've spoken about this many times, but not from this point of view. When it says, Sula Mutzav Arzav, Roshem Agiyah Shemaimah, V'inei Malachi Elohim Oilem V'yardim Boy. So it says in Chazal, that the Malachim looked upstairs, they looked at the top of the ladder, and they saw Yankov Avinu Chokok Akisei HaKovet. They saw that he had reached the highest dargah. He had a very high neshama. They looked downstairs, Yerdim Boy, and they saw the same Yankov Avinu. That means they saw that there was a similarity between the Yankov Avinu, his neshama, on the Akisei HaKovet, we'll call it his Ruchnias Dikah potential, and the Yankov Avinu, which was on the ground. The Emes of Yankov Avinu, Emes means, Emes, what's Emes mean? What does it mean that a person is living a false life? Emes is that a person is living out his potential. A person who has potential to be X, Y, and Z, and he's not living out that potential, he's living a false life. He's not living his full life. So there's a nekud of sheker in his life. He's being meshaker to his mitzias, to his potential. The mid of Yankov Avinu, which was Emes, was because his upstairs, his ruchnias dikah mitzias, his ruchnias dikah potential, his ruchnias dikah shayrish, and his activities down here in this world fitted each other perfectly. The malachim looked there, they looked there, and they said, oh, there's alba zach, there's alba mensch, pilei ployim. That's a mid of emes. That means everything is used fully, there's nothing wasted, there's no sheker there. The battle of the Sar Shal Esav with Yankov Avinu, the battle of the Sar Shal Esav with Yankov Avinu, we spoke many times, was dafka in this nekuda. Ve'yovik ish imoy, Helu avak at kisei hakovet. What's the pshat? That he shouldn't see his kisei hakovet. He shouldn't be able to see his potential. He shouldn't see his koiches. That's the opposite of the emes of Yankov Avinu. The emes of Yankov Avinu is that I use out my full potential. But if the Yetzirah doesn't let me see my potential, he covers it over with a cloud of dust. Helu avak at kisei hakovet is the word. Is then there's a disconnection between who I am on the outside, who I am on the inside, and then already I'm living a life of sheker because I'm not living my emes and mitzias. And that's all the Yetzirah wanted. The Yetzirah wanted to disconnect him from where he was here and where he was there, from his potential, from his full keiches and nefesh. Yankov Avinu loy meis is because of the midas ha-emes of Yankov Avinu, is because his inner mitzias and his outer mitzias were connected. They were one. B'makom where there's a shleimus between a person's potential and his keiches ha-nefesh and his darga where he's holding, so there's no makom for misa. Misa, we've spoken about many times, is a toggle between the guf and the neshama. Neshama is pulling this way. Neshama says, look, you're wasting my time here. The Neshama says, you're wasting my time. You're busy with Narishkeit. I want to get out of here. I have better things to do. The Guf wants to have Narishkeit. So there's a tug of war. So what happens is, like in every tug of war, in the end the rope rips. The Neshama goes off to Lomas Al-Yoyenim to have a good time. The Guf goes to Har Menuchas. Flowers and geraniums there and chrysanthemums, whatever they ordered beforehand. And everybody's happy. He's quiet and he's quiet. Rabbi Yanka Avinu, who lived his full potential, told him there's no tug of war. He was at peace with himself. And when he used up all this kaychas that he had inside of him, that the Rosh HaMagia Shemaimah was used completely for the Sulam Mutz of Arza, and there was never any dust blurring where he was, so that's a Bechina of Loimais. So there's no mokum for Misa de Bechal. That's the Midas HaEmes of Yanka Avinu. That he used up all the kaychas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the potential that he had, all the pnimiyas that he had. By Matan Torah, there was a Bechina that Klai Yisrael came to a Darga B'Shas Matan Torah of Cheirus from Malach HaMoves, Cheirus from the Satan. It says in the Pasuk, Chorus ala Luchais, Al Tikri Chorus ala Cheirus. As they say in Chazal, Cheirus from who? Eilecha ben Chayrin al Misha Isaac Bateir. There was a Bechina of Cheirus from the Shlita of the Malach HaMoves, like other Mishnah Lefnei Achet at the time of Matan Torah. What's the pshat in that? The pshat in that is because at the time of Matan Torah, Al Yidei the Gilui of Matan Torah, the Torah is the Hechatimtza for a person to connect all his koiches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Barasi Yetzahar, Barasi Torah Tavlin, the pshat is because Torah is the kli by which a person's mischaber all his emotions and senses and physical koiches to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So at the time of Matan Torah, they were cheros from Misa. They were free from Misa because the Neshama and the Guf met. Shemayim and Eretz Noshku. Heaven and earth met up in a chibur, not of a fight, of a tug of war, but they met in a chibur where all the koyches were channeled for one thing, where there was a shituf. We always say over that the Lashon of Choros means engraved. It's brought down in Tzvarim. Chorus and Cheres are the same thing. Chorus means to be engraved. And the pshat is that the Luchas are the guf of a person, and the letters of the Luchas are the Neshama, as you all know. Chorus means that it's engraved. When the letters, the Neshama of the Torah is engraved on the Avonim, that's one. When I write it, when I have a stone and I write something on it, so it's two things, which I'm putting one on top of the other, but they're not one. When I engrave it, it's one thing. The Dargo of Klai Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah was a Dargo of Yanka Vinu Loimes. The Pshat is there was an engraving, there was an Achdus between the Guf and the Neshama. Whenever there's a meeting point of the Guf and the Neshama, there's a Bechim, there's no Makom for Misa. I'm explaining to you that what it means, there's a meeting point of the Guf and the Neshama means, what does that mean? It sounds like a Kabbalah Zach, the Guf and the Neshama met up. Vos Mentos. What does it mean that the Guf and the Neshama met up? It means that all the Koiches of a person are channeled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is in a Zad Darga, he's free. He's broken free of all the chains. That's Pshat Yanka Vinu Loi Meis. The Pshat of Yanka Vinu Loi Meis is because Yanka Vinu had that Darga. He had the Darga of Sula Mutzavot of Rosh HaMagia Shemaima, that everything was working in tandem together. And wherever there's a Zad Nekuda, there's a Bechina of Loi Meis, there's a Bechina of Chavshim Memisa, there's a Bechina of Nitzchias. So whenever you get to a hard Tosfos, you know those big Tosfos in, you get the big Tosfos with 12 Ma'amar Kaimis, two Gemaras in Bava Basra, two Gemaras in Chulin, a Gemara in Bava Kama Shverer, and a Gemara in Ksubis a Shverer, and two Gemaras in Gittin. So what happens? Your stomach turns over, right? You look at the clock once, twice, three times. I've never, it's 4:45. You look again, 5 minutes later, it's 10:05. You check if your wife's in labor. She's not. You have to learn the Tosfos. Yeah? You have to learn the Tosfos. You have no choice. And it's not one of those toises that you can fool yourself, because the words that toises brings down Mabas, you don't know what they mean. It's a complicated thing about Shibudim. He never learned it. The Amid never got there. Yeah? And so what do you do? You have two choices. You have two choices. Choice number one is called smearing. Right? Which most people do. You look at the clock a few more times. Actually, we get it to 7 o'clock. Tomorrow's a new Amid. Baruch Hashem. That's Valachtem Imi Bikeri. And then there's a thing of Amelos Batoira, where a person takes all his koiches out of him. Every koich you have, emotional, physical, and you take it in your Magdish Takarot Baruch Hu. Everyone who's sitting here has done it once in their lifetime, at least 10 times, 100 times. If you know that at that second, for a minute, for an hour, for 2 hours, you're guf and yeshama met. Right there. And that's a minute of nitzchias in a person's life. And by the way, since all of you are shtarka b'nei Torah, beyond all the jokes that I chat for you, but you're all shtarka b'nei Torah, so those are the minutes in your lives that last. Everything else forgot. Kol ha'avos forget. Right, Alf? What? You don't remember the names of the teams. You win, you lost. It's all narishkeit. There are things that you remember. I remember, I can still tell you, as a bocher, places that I sweated on are in my bones still now. Because there's a bechin of nitzkis, there's a bechin of yankevinu loymes. It's a betzias and ruchmis, by the way, that when a person's shamayim and oretz meets, you're free. You're free and you're forever. The problem is it doesn't happen enough. And most of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship of keri, which is very temporary, right? That's what it means. Which is the opposite of yankevinu loymes. Because it's the other extreme of not utilizing our koichos, fakir, living only an exterior life. So when Shavuos comes, it's come to Chamat Torah now, the bechina of Choros, altikri Choros Elecheros, comes back with Matan Torah. Matan Torah comes with an akuda of freedom. And the freedom is not the pshat is that we're free to do whatever we want. The freedom is, the Cheros is when the guf and the neshama meet up. And the guf and neshama meeting up means using out all your koichos that you have. That your sulam mutz of arza and your rosh magia shemaim look exactly the same. Now, we're not holding by that darga. Otherwise, we'd be yankov avinu. And we're not. Aber in every bechina that we take our sulam, we all have rosh magia shemaim. In every nekuda that a person takes his koichos that he has, and everybody has koichos, and everybody has pnimiyas, and everybody has kvaldik yisharoshim. Now, the word is we. By us, the dust covers it over. By us, the sarshal esos etzias. We don't see it. So we live in metzias of mikra. However, when it comes to yontiv now, a person could be zeicha in this cheros. As much as a person breaks himself, and I'm not using breaking in a negative term. Amelos batoira has a negative connotation for a lot of people. It's not. Amelos batoira means using out the koiches that you have. And when a person uses out the koiches that he has, so then he's going with a bayav rova, like the Rebbe said. Ich gehe mit a bayav rova. You're still young enough, you can all say 70 years. 70 years from now. You hear what I'm saying? You'll go with your cane, your firm cane. You hear? You'll be 90. And you'll pour out shas. Right or wrong? What do you have to go to the nursing home and go do arts and crafts and folk dancing and have sugar salt free, what do you call it? What happens? I saw 90 year olds. Shmuel Brimmer was close to 90, by the way. Chaim Pinchas. Not more than 90, he's close to 90. Dang is 100 Chaim Pinchas is over 90, probably close to 110 already, more or less. Look, dude, is it still there? They're pouring out. The stick was schwach. So one pair of sits is more, one pair of sits is less. Oh, but then is it still there? Togunach. Because they're walking with a viver of and they're happy, they're smiling. You see the pictures in their stocker brochures. You hear? And the word is they're happy and they're smiling because they're going with and they're free and they're nitzchius because they're going with a bayavarova because their upstairs and their downstairs on a certain level is connected and they live a bechina of emes of utilizing their koichos, and that's the emes of pshat. I wasn't here this week. I'm speaking about last week's parsha. That's the emes of pshat of tiyu amelim b'tayra. Amelim b'tayra is not an upgrade in your learning. It means living mechubar to your etzem mitzias of using out the potential that you have, using out the kreiches that you have. And when a person does that, he could be zeichen b'chin of loymeis, he could be zeichen nitzchias, your tayra is nitzchias. And of course, Baruch Hu is mischaber to you, and everyone on their level. It's every taisus. It's not a. I'm not talking about Himmel Geshef. How do we do it now? It's in every taisus. You walk with a bai rova 70 years. It's one taisus and another abai and another rova. And every time your stomach turns again, don't think it gets easier. Your stomach turns and you say, "Oh, Abra, I have a roish magi hashemayim. I have kreches. I have the kreches. I have to utilize them. I have to bring them down. I have to bring them out." And every time a person does that, he's zeicha to the chayrus that comes with Matan Torah.